This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker, and today my guest is Caroline Legrand, and we're going to be talking about preparing for October's marketing. But before we get too far into it, I do want to take a second to thank our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss. You know, other shop management software makes you work, but ShopBoss works for you. Are you ready to convert clients to members? AppFueled specializes in creating custom apps tailored specifically for professional auto repair businesses. Visit appfueled.com to get started today. Keep your shop top of mind on the mobile device they love. All right. Well, hey, Caroline.
Hey, Brian. How's it going?
Going well. How are you?
Doing good, too.
All right. So we are talking about October already.
Yeah, which is crazy. I feel like, granted, we do these a couple of months ahead of time, but the speed at which we've already gone through almost the whole year of them is absolutely wild to me. This year has flown by.
Well, and it feels weird too, because October is like one of my favorite times of the year. I love the fall. I love when it's cooling down, but it's August right now and it's hot in Louisiana, like still miserable. So I'm ready for October, but you know, for our listeners, now is the time where you need to be thinking ahead to October and doing some planning for your fall marketing.
It is the time, I feel like, where diehard summer lovers are like, this is the last bit of summer. You can't let it slip away. But a lot of people are like you, ready for fall. So Starbucks, I think next week is, as we're recording this in August, next week is coming out with their fall menu. I've seen lots of pumpkins and Halloween decor at any store that I've gone to. So everybody else is ready, unless you're a diehard summer lover, is ready for fall. So if you're one of those people ready for fall, then you'll enjoy this podcast because we've got all of the fall episodes or fall ideas.
All right. Well, let's go on and get into it.
First up, with just some general shop topics and things that are happening in the automotive industry. We've talked about this in past months too, but if you're doing something like Brakes for Breast, that is actually happening during October, as you probably know, for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So you've probably talked about it a little bit in September. But if you are doing it, make sure you're still talking about it in October, as long as you have space to keep booking those appointments out to do the brake job for Brakes for Breasts.
All right. And then we got the trunk or treat, which we have an article that Kim wrote about doing a trunk or treat. Great opportunity to do something cool for your community and have people, you know, come to the shop and get to meet, you know, you and your team and all of that. But, you know, mostly it's just about having a good, safe place for the kids to come and get some candy.
There's a blog about trunk or treat specifically, and one about just planning an event in your shop and everything that you need to be doing to prepare for it marketing wise and what you can do following it. So we'll give it here as just an idea to be talking about in October if you're hosting a trunk or treat, but we'll link the blog in the show notes. So y'all go check those blogs out if you are doing that or any other event. It's also time, not in Louisiana, at least even in October, but everywhere else, a little bit north of us and sometimes west, it's getting cooler. So if you are in an area where people are changing over to snow tires, start promoting that now, reminding people to get those appointments scheduled ahead of time. That way you're not waiting on it, or they're not waiting 2 weeks out to book later when the snow is actually on the ground. Being a bit proactive with that. And the same thing applies to winterizing vehicles. So anything that has to be done preventative maintenance wise, you can create a package for your winterization to check the tire pressure, heaters, batteries, and all of the other aspects and parts of it that get messed up with the range and temperatures.
Yeah, and it's a good time to start, you know, just educating people on the topic, you know, because once the weather starts cooling down a little bit, that's when people see those, you know, tire pressure warnings come on. You know, it cools down and the pressure in the tire drops. And, you know, that's when the lights come on. And, you know, to let them know that, hey, it may not be a serious issue, but, you know, it's also a good way to get cars in the shop to be able to do a DVI on them is, you know, come by and let us set your pressure for you and, you know, test your coolant and, you know, test your battery and all of that kind of stuff.
That's my go-to, that like fall is actually here in Louisiana. Is granted, we'll probably get another like warm front after that. But the first time I get in my car and I see that my tires are like, my tire light is flashing, I'm like, oh man, it's cool enough that the tire pressure dropped. It's actually cold outside. It must have been really cold last night.
And here in Louisiana, we have like fake fall number one and fake fall number two. Yeah. You know, that's usually about the time the hurricane season is coming to an end, which, you know, we're always glad to see that go away.
Yeah. I'm not there just yet, but we will be come October or end of October. So getting into the months, there's a lot of months and weeks in October that have just a lot to do with food. So I know we joke all the time about the traditional pizza party, National Pizza Day. October 1 is actually National Pizza Month. So if anybody, pizza probably is one of my favorite foods. If you're a diehard pizza lover, here's your chance to go all out for that. But there are some other months that I think tie into some of the weeks and days too. So we're not going to repeat them every time. Y'all can come check list out. But first up is National Women's Small Business Month. We do have Women's History Month or Women's Month in March, but this is specific to women's small businesses. So any of you shops that are fully ran and operated by a woman or women in the shop, give them a shout out. I want to see it as a woman. I want to see that. So super cool thing to be promoting and talking about all the time, but all month long.
And one of my favorites that I see on this list is Squirrel Awareness Month.
I knew you were going to like that one.
Well, yeah, because I mean, it's perfect. You talk about brakes and tires because, you know, I'm assuming that squirrels are the same everywhere. We call them suicide squirrels down here because they run out in front of your car and then they can't decide which direction they want to go. And they're going back and forth in front of you. And you either have to swerve last second or jam on the brakes. And, you know, it just seems like a perfect fit. You got to save the squirrels, and that requires having good brakes and good tires.
This is true.
I've totally lost Caroline. She's looking at me like you're out of your mind.
I've never called a squirrel a suicide squirrel, but...
What? I thought that was a thing.
No. The only nickname I've given to squirrels was the squirrels on LSU's campus, and the quad squirrels will, like, come up to you to get an acorn, like, to eat your food. They're like a cat, very friendly. That's the only squirrel, but... It is a good time to be paying attention to the rodents or anything else that's getting stuck in your vehicle.
I didn't even think about that. So you're coming at it from the angle of like the nest that's been built under the hood and the wires that have been chewed up by a rat that the shop is going to call a squirrel so that they don't offend the client.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Exactly. Whatever it may be. Chewing your wires. There's tons of food months, like we said. So take a gander at the list. There's pretzel month, pasta, pizza, popcorn, all of the P foods. Then there's also lots about transportation and transportation safety. We've got National Roller Skating Month, National Walk to School Month, and Halloween Safety Month. So maybe you can tie something fun into that. Halloween, riding on your rollerblades to work or to school in your Halloween costume. I don't know what it could be, but if you do something fun with any of those posts, that we still haven't seen anybody tag us in the Facebook post and the Facebook group with a super fun post from these, but we'll keep an eye out for them still.
I love the National Go on a Field Trip Month too. We know a few shop owners that have, like, they work with their local schools and have field trips at the shop. You know, brings awareness to a great career, especially, you know, now with AI and, you know, how that's impacting white collar work. It's a good opportunity to get, you know, kids thinking about maybe an alternative when it comes to what they want to do when they're older. And there's even one case that we know of that, like, you know, right after COVID, I hate even using that word anymore, but, you know, right after COVID, there was a shop owner who was doing virtual field trips where they were like on Zoom and he was going around the shop, you know, showing the kids everything and interviewing, you know, technicians and everything else. It was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. All right. Getting into weeks, we keep with a lot of those safety themes. So we have National Team Driver Safety Week and School Bus Safety Week. We talk a lot. I feel like in August and September, gave a lot of tips for that back to school safety and back to school specials and all of that conversation. Now that school is really in full swing, you've got teen drivers on the road. People are going to bonfires, football games in the fall, all sorts of things happening in the community, state fairs, anything going on. So anything you can do, like we said, talking about winterization, educating your customers, and just being a source of like a good guiding light for your customers and your audience and your community is going to help set you apart and might not be super specific to what you're doing in the shop necessarily, but you're educating followers how they can educate their teens on safe driving practices or how kids should act or not act on a school bus.
Yeah. And then so we get into our days. You know, we have things like National Green City Day. For those of y'all who are lucky enough to live in those cities, you know, that have like the awesome greenways and, you know, stuff like that to just, you know, maybe showcase it and show how your team enjoys it and uses it, you know, and all the other things that make your city green. And even, you know, it's the opportunity to show how you contribute that to that by running a green shop.
Or to totally take us off on a witch broomstick, if you're a Wicked fan and your shop colors are green, you could turn your whole shop into the Emerald City and just celebrate it all month long. And then if you do a trunk or treat, everybody can dress up like Elphaba and Glinda. The options are truly limitless there. So just a thought.
That's a, kind of a wild one. ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. Utter shop management software isn't made to meet the needs of today's independent repair shop. ShopBoss handles the needs of both single and multi-location shops with features that boost efficiency and help you build your business, like built-in DVI and VIN scanner, customizable real-time reporting, and integrated parts and labor guides. ShopBoss was built to be easier and more efficient than solutions that require a steep learning curve or complicated workarounds. Plus, with their Boss Pay Payments feature, powered by 360 Payments, you can harness the power of text-to-pay, remote payments, consumer financing, compliance, surcharge, and PayPal and Venmo payment options. Help your techs fix cars faster with intuitive inspection tools that supercharge your operations and keep vehicles cycling through your shop. Whether your goal is to grow your shop, open more shops, or just keep the one you've got running at top speed, ShopBoss has the tools you need to do the things you want to do. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy. National Name Your Car Day. That's a perfect fit and, you know, sounds like a fun thing to do.
Brian, have you named your truck?
No. Like, even our motorhome, Cam and I have never been able to settle on a name for it. We've never been the name our vehicles kind of people. We tried. Like, we intentionally tried with the motorhome. And I can't even remember. There was one name I feel like we had kind of settled on, and then we just don't do it.
I think Michelle defaulted the name of my car to Rockwilder when I first got it. So I don't necessarily refer to it as that, but she's like, no, when you like come into the driveway, like come into the office and you're bumping your music and everything and you're the Rockwilder. It's a song. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll have to insert it here so people can listen.
Yeah. So, I mean, I thought about calling my truck like, you know, Bigfoot or Sasquatch or something like that, you know, which would be a fitting name, but I always just call it the Ram.
That does fit it. I mean, it still works.
It's boring though.
Well, if there's anybody in your shop though that names their cars or customers, if you've asked them if they name their cars and maybe you've got it in their customer notes, give some shout outs to them and get people to comment. That's a great way to get people engaging on your social media is asking them what they name their car because either they aren't super interested in it or they really are. And I feel like if you name your car, like you really name your car, you've got a custom license plate and a bumper sticker and everything. So people love sharing that stuff.
So we have one on here. It's National Fire Pup Day. What in the world is that?
The little Dalmatian that rides on the fire trucks in the parade.
Oh, okay.
I have no clue. I didn't look into that one.
I could see that. We got National LED and International Off-Road Day are the same day. Those can go together with all the LED lights that we tend to put on 4x4s. But, you know, if you're a 4x4 shop, then that's a given. You got to celebrate International Off-Road Day.
Got to. You've also got National Kick Butt Day. So maybe just a motivational message from your team about getting things done in the shop, working hard. That's an easy one. And motorcycle ride day. So I don't know why I was thinking motorcycle drive-by is what I read in my mind as I was trying to read that. But National Motorcycle Ride Day, again, lots, like I said, lots of automotive kind of themes and food themes this month.
Yeah. And you got National Gumbo Day. And I'm just going to put a disclaimer on this. If your shop is not in Louisiana, stay the heck away from National Gumbo Day, because the rest of y'all people do not know how to make gumbo. And if you put tomatoes in your gumbo, then definitely stay away from this day. You don't have the right to celebrate it.
And that's the end of this podcast today. That's all we needed to tell you guys. Do not post about gumbo unless you're in Louisiana. And if you're in Louisiana and you make weird gumbo, don't post about it either. But those shops, I know some of y'all are listening. Hopefully you have a good gumbo recipe somewhere in your family, or you can start a controversial comment or post chicken and sausage or turkey and sausage or seafood and have your locals go haywire in the comments, because people may be a little indifferent sometimes about naming their car, but people, at least in Louisiana, are very particular about which kind of gumbo they like, or dark roux, light roux. There's so many things you can do with that too.
Or if you put potato salad in your gumbo.
Or rice, yeah.
Yeah.
Pre-made roux from a jar, we could go all day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when we were debating like a spacewalk and then whatever else other people call it.
Oh, yeah. The bounce house.
Like a bounce house and a spacewalk.
Spacewalk.
It's a spacewalk.
Yeah. In Louisiana, we also have the neutral ground. And brake tags.
The neutral ground is like our greenway in the middle of the road, the median, and your inspection stickers are your brake tags.
Yeah. Be bald and be free day.
I love it. We talked, I think, last month about the video that's trending on social media that says, how did you know you need new tires? And it's like, my tires. And it shows somebody in the shop that's bald. So that kind of ties into that. If you haven't tried that out, it's every time I see it, I laugh at it. So it's something that I don't think really dies out.
I just saw a video of Benji Burris shaving the head of one of his techs.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Those are a couple days apart is National No Beard Day. So anybody that's maybe gearing up to do No Shave November, maybe you do one final shave in October to all start fresh or on the same day and y'all shave on that day, you have no beard, and then you can start your No Shave November a week or so early.
National Make a Dog's Day. Man, all of the ways that I can make Dutton's Day, he's so easy. And we could make, I don't know, there's so many videos that we could make with that. And same thing with your shop. Like, what can you do to make the shop dog happy? You know, bring him a steak.
0 to 100. You could have brought him a pup cup or a treat or anything like that. I probably shouldn't say that too loud. I'm in the house with Dutton and Lindy, but you could have bring them anything. You go from zero to a steak, but that will really, really make a dog's day.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly.
There you go. There's also Support Your Local Chamber of Commerce Day and Get to Know Your Customers Day. Get to Know Your Customers Day happens, I think, once a quarter. So this is a recurring one, but a great way to post maybe something on social media, asking a question to get to know your customers a little bit more, or sharing some cool customer stories if you have any. And then we always talk about getting involved in your local community, being involved in Chamber of Commerce, your BNI groups, anything like that. So if you are, talk about it. If you're not, maybe this is your sign to go get involved with it.
Yeah, you got National Make a Difference Day. Most of your shops, they get involved somehow and they're making a difference in some way. I just did a podcast episode with Chris Looma. Probably by the time that this one releases, it'll probably be about 5 episodes back, where he talks about they give away a car like once a year in their community. So, you know, they're making a difference when they do that. You know, in our business, we work with our food bank, and one of the weeks in October is National Food Bank Week, you know, so whatever you're doing to make a difference in your community, or even just in, you know, an individual person's life, share it. And then National Candy Corn Day. You know, candy corn is one of those divisive types of food, like gumbo.
I don't know if it's that. Maybe so. Maybe in its own right it is.
It's like pineapple on a pizza.
Yeah, you love it or you hate it. And you're very opinionated about what, however you feel.
Yeah, there's no in between. And I happen to love candy corn. It's got to be good candy corn, though, because the cheap, crappy one tastes like wax.
Yeah. I see. I am kind of in the middle. I don't hate it, but I'm not likely to grab it. Unless there's literally a bowl open on the table in front of me, I might grab a piece. But Otherwise, I'm not seeking it out necessarily. And then, of course, Halloween. Halloween is getting to be divisive as well. So if you like Halloween, you get dressed up and you have a good time, or you go trick-or-treating, that's a great fun thing to do in the shop. If you're not, then ignore it.
Yeah. One thing that we don't have on here, and I say on here, we have a document that Caroline and I go off of, and you can access this, the documents in the show notes for each month. But October is when a lot of the conferences start happening again. So you got ASTA, which ASTA is actually the very end of September. But in October, you can promote that you were just there at ASTA. I know that there's Super Saturday, you know, is one of the conferences in October. We've got Apex and SEMA that'll actually be in November, you know, but you can promote early that you're going. And I know that we talk about it a lot. I know that we sound like a broken record with a lot of things. And honestly, it's not that often that you're hearing something that's like completely new. You know, it's very often reminders of the things to do. And if you take those things and you just do them on a consistent basis, it's going to work really well for your marketing. And I'm going to like beat a dead horse that when you go to conferences and when your team goes to conferences, you need to share pictures being at the conference. You need to talk about the various trainings that your team is doing, especially with AI. We literally just before Caroline and I recorded this, Michelle and I recorded an episode about AI and the content that we're doing now and how important it is to get like specifics about trainings and certifications and all that stuff into your content, because when AI is suggesting businesses, they look for those types of things. So that should be next week's episode. Yes. So as you're listening to this, even though we recorded it right before, it'll be the episode that comes out right after this one. You'll want to go listen to that, but share about the conferences and get into details about, like I say, the various classes that your technicians took when they were at the conferences. Write an article, a blog post about it. And it's so easy now with ChatGPT. You don't need to be a writer. You just go in there and do a brain dump of like, you know, these are the courses that these techs took. These are the classes that we as managers took. And this was kind of the overall topic of each one of these classes. And it'll turn it into a really nice article based on your thought leadership. So I'll get off my soapbox now.
There are also a couple of things that aren't really content ideas for October, but things to be thinking about in your shop and to start posting about more as announcement wise or anything as you're getting into the fall. November and December, I feel like, goes so quickly with holidays coming up. So if you're doing anything around the holidays, like maybe a car giveaway, a angel tree donation, any other type of donations, gift boxes, toys for tots, anything like that, October is a great time to start talking about that, at least start planting those seeds and letting people know. Because like we say, we might sound like a broken record sometimes hitting the same topics over and over again, or the same small pieces of ideas over and over again. But especially today, I feel like with the amount of content that's consumed, it used to be that you need 7 impressions, you could say, with some piece of content or some company or business or anything to remember it, that we consume so much more content today. You need more than that. So here's your extra reminder for if you're doing any of those things, even if you're not doing anything like that, but there's something that your shop does that we haven't thought of or mentioned during the holidays, or I know for us, we close the week between Christmas and New Year's. We make sure people know about that ahead of time so that they, our work is done. They know that we're virtually somewhat mostly unavailable, things like that, and letting your customers know what to expect and how they can get involved with you during that time too. It goes way too quick once you're already in it. So plan ahead within your shop and start talking about it.
Yeah. And you know, as you get into those holidays, I mean, you know, so yeah, we're talking about October right now, but you've got Thanksgiving that, you know, is going to be just a few weeks later, and Christmas. And if there's anything that you need to start promoting around those holidays, to go on and start doing that. So, you know, if you're going to be doing a, you know, a food drive, you know, or something for families to help them have a nice Thanksgiving dinner, you're going to want to start promoting that in October. And you're not going to want to go super heavy in October, because that's the kind of thing that like people are going to do it in the weeks leading up to it. But just think about those things that you have coming up. And then if you're going to do, you know, things like pre-trip inspections, for example, before people are traveling for the holidays, you could start inviting people to get in a little bit early for that to be done. October is normally a good month for auto repair. November and December will sometimes start slowing down, although we do see many shops that just have killer Novembers and Decembers. So, you know, you need to look at your business historically and determine in October, is there anything that you should be promoting for November and December?
Then to wrap up, we've got a couple other just general topic ideas that can be really fun that are seasonal for this time of year. You can do things like spooky savings. If you're going to do a winterization package, maybe you're branding it a little bit to be fall related, Halloween related, trick or treat related, anything like that. The leaves, and not in Louisiana, but most other places of the country, are turning red and orange and yellow, and they're so beautiful. So if you're in an area that has all of the trees and the leaves changing colors, maybe you're giving some road trip destinations, some road trip pointers for where to go and how to be on the best route to see the prettiest trees, or some road trip safety tips, a road trip package, whatever it may be. And something that I want to say Megan and Eric at Bach did, and they've done it the past couple of years, is a pumpkin carving contest. And so they worked with a local pumpkin patch and got a bunch of pumpkins at the shop so that when people came in, whether they were dropping their car off or not, they could come to the shop and pick up a pumpkin and carve it and then bring it back or submit a picture. And they judged, and the best pumpkin carving got a gift card, I think, to a local restaurant or dessert shop or something like that. So really fun, good way to get involved. And everybody's going to carve their pumpkins anyways. They bought a bunch and gave them away for free and then did a pumpkin carving contest of it.
So fun fact about them, their shop is way out on the end of Long Island in New York. And we were up there, and it was the fall when we were there, and we went to visit them. And that area that they are in has like all kinds of fall. It's like farms. I guess it's pumpkin patches. You know, I honestly have to look it up to see if it was pumpkin patches or what it was. But there were like all kind of fall events at these farms and tons of people there. So, you know, big deal in that area.
Yeah. Fall's a fun time. So anything else you can think of, anything that you love about fall? Ooh, something somebody did one year. I don't know if it was a client or just somebody that we saw on Facebook did a pumpkin spice oil change. And I don't remember the exact details, but I think it was that if you came in, you had your oil changes, they would make you a pumpkin spice latte in the shop or make you a cup of coffee. But to make it seasonal was, we'll give you a pumpkin spice latte. They went and got all of the ingredients to have in their coffee bar so that they had some fun seasonal options. That can go year round, really. I feel like there's always some sort of seasonal coffee flavor, but another divisive thing, pumpkin spice, you either love it or you hate it. There's a lot of fun things that you can do with it in the fall. So have fun with it. Enjoy hopefully cooler weather. And we hope y'all take some good ideas from this and have fun making your October content.
All right. Well, we got two more episodes like this to go, and then we'll have them done for the year, and we'll put them all together so that people can use them in future years. So I hope that y'all enjoyed this episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. Remember, we are just one of a handful of podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. You can find the others at aftermarketradionetwork.com. Hope that you'll listen in again next week. And until then, remember, in everything that you do, be a pro.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker. Follow the podcast on your favorite listening app. Find their emails in the show notes and visit them at shopmarketingpros.com. Let Kim and Brian know what you want discussed, because they're all about advancing the aftermarket.